Save thousands on new homes nationwide during Lennar's year-end sales event. But don't delay. New home savings end October 9th. Visit Lennar.com today. Promotions and offers will vary by community. See a new home consultant for details. Lennar is an equal housing opportunity builder.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Self Signal Storm Podcast.
The border is not secure. It hasn't been secure in almost 2 years. The border is not secure. You've got Democrats out there like Henry Cuellar, Democrats who live on that southern border in Texas. They are saying the border is not secure. And only a fool, only an idiot, only a moron says the border is secure. You don't have 6 million illegal aliens by the end of this year anyway, forecast, streaming into the United States if a border is secure. You don't have narco-terrorists building up fortifications, militarized fortifications on the other side of a border if it is secure. You do not have drugs pouring in through the border, killing over 107,000 Americans and escalating if your borders are secure. You don't have illegal guns and these sex trafficking rings going full steam ahead if you have a secure border. But don't say that to the biased press, and don't say that to the Democrats. They are going to insist that the border is secure. 17 times in recent memory, these Democrats have assured us that the border is secure. And actually, they've lied to us saying the border is secure.
The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
The border is, in fact, secure.
A record 221,000 migrants crossed into the U.S. last month.
Our border is secure. We believe certainly that the border is secure.
1,300 migrants a day.
We have taken unprecedented action over the past year and a half to secure our border and rebuild a safer and orderly process system.
This year is on pace to be the deadliest year for migrants crossing into this region of Texas in recent memory.
The border is secure. The
Number
border
six.
Is secure.
Number
and the
seven.
Border is not open.
Crossings are still at an all-time high, with Border Patrol reporting more than 1.8 million apprehensions from October 2021 through July.
The border remains closed. It is not open. We are turning away the majority of adults. But
thank you, Presidente.
The border is secure. The border is closed.
So we are offering solutions. That's what the Biden-Harris administration has been doing since day one.
This is worse now than it was before.
A record number of migrants this year, and the total could surpass 2 million by the end of September.
We're certainly doing a lot more to secure the border.
We have a secure border.
And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border.
A record surge of migrants in New York City.
Over 2 million illegal immigrants crossing the southern border, an all-time record.
The border is secure.
We agree that the border is secure.
No repeats. Our thanks to the Washington Free Beacon for putting out that video. Absolutely incredible. Every single one of those utterances, a lie to the American people. And every one of those lies representing harm to Democrats, to Republicans, to conservatives, to liberals. Folks, the Chris Salcedo Show created this axiom, and it transfers over to the Salcedo Storm podcast. Illegal immigration is wrong. Illegal immigration is immoral. And illegal immigration is bad for any nation forced to endure it by its political class. It is the oldest set of problems, crises, ushered in by the Democrats, the attorneys general of Arizona, and Texas have said this is a government-created crisis. They are absolutely right. It is because of policy, not some plague born on the wind. And it's doing real harm, in particular to Latino communities along the Texas border and the Arizona border. And it's doing harm, frankly, to New Mexico and California. They just don't give a damn about their people. And their people continue to vote for them. Now, granted, it's not as bad in California as it is in Texas, because I believe our conservative state is being targeted and being punished, not only because of our geography. We share the largest portion of the border with Mexico in Texas. So it makes a lot of sense for the narco-terrorists to concentrate here. But they're doing so with, it seems, the cooperation and the full blessings of the Biden regime. Coming up next, we will talk to an individual who knows the border, an individual who understands that it's not secure. Chris Cabrera visits the Salcedo Storm podcast next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
The Democrats have a pattern, and it's something I've seen dating back well before Barack Hussein Obama. They take office, then they start lying to you about what they're doing because they can't tell you the facts. Because if you knew what they were actually doing, you'd say, well, that's not right. One of the examples we can point to is the multiple crises stemming from the southern border. Joe Biden claims, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Or if it is a problem, it's somebody else's fault. And the administration is all on board saying, this is all in your imagination, 6 million illegal aliens. And the problems with these open borders is all your imagination. It's not really a crisis. It's like saying, hey, we have 1,000 murders in one city, and here's how we're going to solve it. We're going to say that we're just not going to prosecute murder anymore. There you go. No longer a problem. Murder's no longer illegal. And that's how the Democrats approach what's going on at the border. I want to bring in somebody who knows what he's talking about the border. Chris Cabrera, he is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. Chris, thank you for your service to our country and welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Kamala Harris, the failed border czar, says our border is secure. Is it?
Well, I mean, it's anything but secure. I don't know what fantasy she's living in. Obviously, she hasn't been down to the Rio Grande Valley or to Eagle Pass, Del Rio area. It's anything but secure. If she would get down here and take a look instead of trying to pander to to the Democratic Party, it makes no sense.
You know, Massachusetts called out the National Guard, 125 of them, because they were confronted with the invasion of 50 illegal aliens. Let me do the math again. Massachusetts was so freaked out by 50 illegal aliens, they called out 125 National Guardsmen to take care of them, and then they deported them out of Martha's Vineyard. Doesn't that show that either the Democrats have been completely bamboozled by their leaders, or they've been indifferent until this illegal immigration crisis slaps them upside the head?
Yeah, I think they're indifferent. It's like when somebody builds everybody wants a new landfill, but when it's in your neighborhood, all of a sudden it's a problem. And we're getting hit hard down here, and we're a small area. The city of McAllen is 150,000 people, and we're seeing, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 at times a day. Right now, I think we're at 1,000 to 1,500 a day, and we don't, we don't have anywhere to put these people. We're doing the best of what we have. Eagle Pass is even smaller than we are. They're seeing 2,000 a day, but it's not a crisis for us, apparently, for them to... from in their eyes, but 50, no, let's roll out the National Guard. That's pretty hypocritical, if you ask me.
Sure is. I'm going to play a soundbite from Joe Biden. Mr. Cabrera, for the first time, Mr. Biden was asked by the biased press, hey, why does the border suck so badly on your watch? And listen to his explanation, and I just want you to react if you could. And by the way, just so you know, I gave my audience homework on this too, so I could get their responses. But here's Joe Biden. Listen.
Why is the border more overwhelmed under your watch, Mr. President?
Because there are three countries that are never have. There are fewer immigrants coming from Central America and from Mexico. This is a totally different circumstance. What's on my watch now is Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. And the ability to send them back to those states is not rational.
Okay, so what do you make of his claim that primarily our problem is from three left-wing communist socialist states?
Yeah, quite honestly, he's full of it. He hasn't done his homework. We see a lot from, we still see a lot from Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala. We still see some from Mexico, although not as much, mainly because they're getting away because we're strapped with the babysitting duties. We have over 150 countries that we catch. I mean, we probably have better, more participation than the Olympics as far as immigration, illegal immigration.
Joe Biden's illegal immigration crisis, it's more diverse than the Olympics. That's got to be a bumper sticker. Chris Cabrera, vice president of the National Border Patrol Council, is our guest. How many terrorists are estimated to have gained access to the United States courtesy of Joe Biden's Democrat borders? Because you just mentioned that a lot of the Mexicans who are trying to break into America are getting away. And that's the number they never talk about, is the getaways, because we don't know that number. And that's actually a travesty. But there are estimates out there. How many terrorists do we estimate have gained access to America courtesy of Democrats?
You know, I really don't have an answer to that number. I know that the number is pretty large. I've seen different things on different news outlets based on leaked information. I know the number is climbing, and that's just what we know about. That's just the ones that we're lucky enough to have apprehended. And us as Border Patrol agents, we know if these guys pay the cartel enough, we're not going to see these people coming across, because they run them at times when they know we're saddled down with all these people they're handing to us with 100, 200 at a time just walking up. It's going to take most of our manpower. So the people that are trying to get away, they have a cakewalk into the country.
That is so key. The strategy you just outlined, in my opinion, doesn't get enough coverage. That Joe Biden's team knows this is happening. You've got well-financed, you know, like Osama bin Laden-type financial backing. They pay these cartels a boatload of money. The cartels then orchestrate a massive push on the border. So Chris Cabrera and his comrades are told, go babysit, so that all the Border Patrol goes over and babysits, and that leaves a section of the border open for the radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorists or anybody who wants to do America harm to just traipse on through. Is that pretty much how it works?
That's exactly how it works. They know what they're doing. They're a multi-billion-dollar organization, and they, you know, cash is king in Mexico. If they pay for something, then they're going to make sure that it gets done. And you know, there's no shortage of manpower on their end. Different cartels working to decide who goes where, and they want it, they get it.
As if 6 million estimated by the end of the year illegal aliens into this country wasn't bad enough, there are other problems stemming from Joe Biden's multiple border crises he's created. Drugs, the exploitation, sexual exploitation of children and women, guns, they've all skyrocketed, and they're all making these cartels filthy rich, and the cartels themselves are militarizing the other side of the border because, as you know, Mexico is a failed state. So Mr. Biden and his Democrats say there's nothing that could be done, but we know just two short years ago, President Trump had this under control. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, I mean, we had it pretty much under control. It wasn't perfect, but it was a lot better than where we're at now. We were actually making progress on getting things done, getting things secure. And in just one day, he reversed all the gains that we had made and set us back years.
Yep. And that, again, it's, in my opinion, and I don't want you to go on the record for this, Chris, but in my opinion, that's the consequence of electing a Democrat. You get policies that are designed to harm you. Chris Cabrera is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. Governor Gavin Newsom of the People's Republic of California, he was revealed by news accounts that he shipped out homeless people out of San Francisco when he was mayor of San Francisco back in 2004. He gave them a bus ticket and said, don't come back to San Francisco, one-way bus ticket, and he shipped them out. Now he's saying that activity being done by Governor Greg Abbott and by Governor Ron DeSantis is illegal and tantamount to kidnapping, the very same thing he did. Can you react to that?
Well, you know, I think coming from him, it's par for the course. That guy is a known hypocrite. That guy, it's the do as I say, not as I do mentality with him. So coming from him, I think if he disagrees with what we're doing, I think we're probably on the right side of things.
Well, here he is yesterday talking to the Clinton Global Initiative. And here's what he had to say about Governors DeSantis and Abbott. Listen.
Those conservative governors out there, Greg Abbott and others, they're as dumb as they want to be. And they're just doubling down on stupid, and we will not follow their path.
Is it dumb to want to force Democrats to deal with their claim that they love illegal immigration and they want to be sanctuaries for illegal activity? Is it dumb, or is it actually smart? And that's why the know-nothing governor of California is calling it dumb.
Well, I mean, look at the state of California right now. Look at the predicament they're in with their energy. A couple months back, I had the misfortune of going to California, and we were paying almost $7.69 for gas out there.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, look what he's doing to that state. So I think if Governor Newsom disagrees with us, I think we're doing pretty good.
Last thing, Bexar County Sheriff in the state of Texas, Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar is investigating Governor Ron DeSantis. But as far as I can tell, there's no crime. He's looking for a crime. He's opened an investigation and he's trying to find a crime. When government lies to the American people, for example, when government said it's the Inflation Reduction Act, that's okay. Or they said the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, was affordable. That's okay to lie to the American people. But the allegations by the Bexar County Sheriff is that the governor of Florida lied to illegal aliens to get them to board these planes and go to Martha's Vineyard. Can you evaluate this for me?
Yeah, I think he's just trying to make himself relevant. Nobody's talking about San Antonio and him, and he's just trying to do the look at me, I'm important over here. The fact is whenever, and I don't know exactly how the Florida thing happened. I know down here with us, and any time we deal with people, if we're not speaking in their native language, we get an interpreter on the line, so that everything that's served on them, everything they sign, they understand every bit of the process, because we know how the legal system is and how everything gets picked apart. So we make sure everything's done correctly. I'm pretty sure the governor out there did something very similar to make sure that people knew what they were getting into before they boarded that plane.
Yeah, and then, of course, as you know, some illegal aliens, the prompting of the American left, are now suing the Governor Ron DeSantis for giving them a free plane ride to Martha's Vineyard. Isn't that rather shocking, even for Democrats, to have somebody who broke into our country then turn around and sue one of our elected officials?
Well, I mean, if you look at it, a lot of folks come over here for a handout. They got their handout from the beginning, and now it's just, okay, what else can I get? What can get me to my final goal here? And it's kind of disappointing, but not necessarily shocking.
Mr. Cabrera, if you'll do us a favor, we always tell you to do this, but tell your comrades there trying to keep us safe that the people are backing them, and we wish they just had a more competent and more pro-American boss to help them. But praise God, things are going to change here in the coming weeks.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Chris Cabrera, everybody, the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. That's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Folks, I want you to check out two websites, if you will. The first website is texasscorecard.com. That's texasscorecard.com. If it's happening in Texas and it's big in Texas, they're covering it at the Texas Scorecard. And that means that it's going to be big for the United States. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. There you can drop me an email. You can drop me a voicemail. Check out how to book me for a speech. And also track down the Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. Also, track me down on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 5 o'clock Eastern. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this: a society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. Rather, it is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.
Tired of long waits and rushed care at the ER and urgent care clinic? Next time, stay home and let Dispatch Health bring the power of the hospital to you.
I call Dispatch Health. A care team of medical professionals actually come to your house.
They're the same caliber of people that you would see if you were at a hospital or an urgent care.
Dispatch Health can treat most non-life-threatening emergencies.
They can do the x-rays, they can do stitches,
urinary tract infections, blood test, urinalysis, ultrasound.
It's almost everything that they can do at the ER.
You never feel rushed. They're there for you and only you.
I felt like their only patient.
And it costs no more than a trip to urgent care, because Dispatch Health is covered by most insurance, including Medicare. See if we serve your home at dispatchhealth.com.
Dispatch Health really went above and beyond.
It's wonderful to have care come to your home.
House calls are back, and they're better than ever. Learn more at dispatchhealth.com. Tired of long waits and rushed care at the ER and urgent care clinic? Next time, stay home and let Dispatch Health bring the power of the hospital to you.
I call Dispatch Health. A care team of medical professionals actually come to your house.
They're the same caliber of people that you would see if you were at a hospital or an urgent care.
Dispatch Health can treat most non-life-threatening emergencies.
They can do the x-rays, they can do stitches,
urinary tract infections, blood test, urinalysis, ultrasound.
It's almost everything that they can do at the ER.
You never feel rushed. They're there for you and only you.
I felt like their only patient.
And it costs no more than a trip to urgent care, because Dispatch Health is covered by most insurance, including Medicare. See if we serve your home at dispatchhealth.com.
Dispatch Health really went above and beyond.
It's wonderful to have care come to your home.
House calls are back, and they're better than ever. Learn more at dispatchhealth.com.